The second shipment of three MI-17s enhances the Afghans' ability to take the lead in the defense of their nation. Not only are they taking the lead on the front lines, but according to Afghan Air Force advisor Major Greg Douglas, they are even taking charge of offloading the cargo.
The milestone marker for us on this is that the Afghan Air Force is in the lead downloading the aircraft today. The last delivery we had on 1 September was the first time that they had undertaken a download of this magnitude. So as you can see, they're out front, they're running the download. We're here in our normal mission of train, advise, assist, just trying to help everything move along in a safe manner.
Even while performing manual labor to get the helicopters unloaded, morale among the Afghan Air Force remains high. Colonel Mohammed Dawood of the Afghan Air Force explains how appreciative they are.
We are very happy for receiving these aircraft because the Afghans get happy when they receive an aircraft for the Afghan Air Force. So the Afghan Air Force personnel and all the people of Afghanistan are really happy and grateful for the country that provided these aircraft for us.
My feelings on this are we're honored to be here. This is a mile marker in history. We're helping to build a nation's Air Force and to transition it to be where they're self-sustaining. And that's our main role here, the train, advise, assist, to help them transition to a fully self-sufficient Air Force.
We are actually ready right now to take the lead in the fight. But if these kinds of cooperations continue for the Afghan Air Force, then we will only get better in the future to take the lead.
The Afghan Air Force is set to receive two more shipments of MI-17s in the near future, which will increase their ability to continue taking the lead in combat operations. From Kabul International Airport, I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Zach Lopez.